am entitled. You want answers? I want the truth. Then you want Dave Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Dave. The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Live from the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona, welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. I'm your host, Dave Hodges. And tonight we have totally open lines following the news. And is there a lot to talk about? Let me remind you of that call-in number. It's 1-800-313-9443. And before we go to the news and Annie DeRiso, the news director of the Common Sense Show, let me first remind you that if you're ever away from your favorite radio station and you can't catch the Common Sense Show or the other fine programming here on RBN, you can always go to www.republicofbroadcasting.org, click the Listen Live button, and voila, there will be. And I want to remind you, if you can't ever listen to us live and you want to listen to us on our archives, it's now possible to get our archives 24/7 for a mere $1.33 a month. Yes, that's right. You heard me correctly. 24/7 access to all the great programming here at RBN for only $1.33 per month. And let me remind you that we also have those great RBN business cards available. Help us spread the word of freedom. You can get yours by calling 1-800-724-2719 with a credit card, 9 to 6 Central, and I have more on that later. But first, I want to run out to Nashville, Tennessee, and welcome our news director, Miss Annie DeRiso, the goddess of the news airwaves. Hi, Annie, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, Dave, and we are having August weather all over the South. This is terrible. What are we going to do? Global warming, right?
Oh, global warming? We had the coolest summer in Phoenix in my 26 years of living here. In fact, actually, I came across another study today from someone who used to be associated with the Oceanographic Institute. And they said, Annie, that there hasn't been any meaningful global warming since 1995. And that corresponds with those fraudulent emails from East Anglia University, where the global warming scientists who purport this insane theory, we caught them, say, making up their own data. And that made the news for a couple of days, and it went away, and now it's business as usual. Of course, the whales and the seals are all going to die, and oceans are going to be 50 feet higher than they are now, and we're going to be underwater and have to tread water or die. But anyway, Annie, you're right. The weather is the news. You know, we got to get our friend Nick Begich back on, Annie, so we can explore the effects of HARP, Project HARP, on the weather.
Yes, I was wondering, you know, and there's been a lot out there, too, whether the Fukushima was affected by HARP, you know, if they did HARP, you know, there's words out there that hit the New Madrid, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
Well, Annie, I have to tell you, I've received a lot of responses, and a couple of them from people that purport to be experts on electromagnetic manipulation of fault lines and the weather, and they want to come on the show, but I just didn't feel that they had the credentials necessary to bring the heavy lumber to the plate, so to speak. So yeah. I think I would rather opt out for someone who I know is a great researcher, makes no claims outside of what he can document. And thanks for the idea, Annie. We're going to have to go after Dr. Nick Begich and have him on for a third appearance on the Common Sense Show.
That's a good idea. Yeah, it's been a long time. I'm sure he's got something new or at least has his own ideas of what's going on about it. Yeah, that would be excellent.
Hey, Annie, before we go into the break, you know, let me revert to a shameless plug here. But of all the great networks that are out there, have you ever seen a network that offers its quality programming for just $1.33 a month?
Oh, no. You know, I want to say cheap, but we're not supposed to say cheap and expensive.
I hear you. 1-800-724-2719, and we'll hit that again later in the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the news with Annie DeRiso. But you are under my wheels, honey. Why don't you let me be?
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Show is all about is restoring power to the people in this once great republic, now turned into really kind of the land of tyranny we're beginning to see, and things that Annie and I are going to talk about as the show unfolds tonight. I think you're going to see, as if you already don't know, and a lot of you do, how much tyranny is at work right here in the good old U.S. of A. And again, that number to call to order the archives for just $1.33 a month is 1-800-724-2719. And let's go right to Annie in Nashville, Tennessee, and let's get a dose of the news.
Okay, well, at least I'll start out with a blurb of good news in that Peru's agreed to ban GMO seeds from their country for 10 years. That just blew me away. I just thought that was great. But meanwhile, over in Brazil, they've been making plans to speed up the use of GMOs. And then there's all this craziness in Argentina, where a lab announced that it had created the world's first cloned cow. No, not Dolly, because this one is using human genes that will allow the adult cow, you know, to produce the equivalent of a human mother's milk. The clone cow named Rosita weighed more than 99 pounds at birth, and that is twice the normal birth weight of a Jersey cow. And this is the first bovine, you know, meaning cloved hoof, in the world that incorporates human genes that contain proteins present in human milk. And they say it's going to provide infants with antibacterial and antiviral protection.
What's that old saying, Annie, about don't mess with Mother Nature?
Yeah, I mean, they've already got all these vaccinations that are killing and maiming and mentally reducing children, and now it's going to be done with milk. That is Mother Nature there.
I agree. I mean, we've had experts on the show linking the MMR to things like autism, and now, I mean, God knows what we're opening ourselves up to, and this just seems like kind of an unholy alliance going on here to the detriment of mankind. I mean, and my question is this, where are the World Health Organizations, like the FDA, where is their extensive 10-year double-blind studies on things like this? They seem to be non-existent. Have you uncovered any proof that this is being adequately studied before it's going to be let loose on the population?
Well, they're testing it on lab animals. So they think that's good enough.
Annie, it's
mind-boggling.
Let me run through with you. I think everyone clearly knows that, for example, when you do something like cancer research, you first test it in the laboratory. You build a computer model. You build a predictive model and a post-predictive model that would analyze what would be assumed results. You work out the problems on computer. Then you take it to the animal laboratories and you test it on animals. And you do it in such a way as that you isolate the causative agents of the drugs and don't allow what they call intervening variables to come in and confound your studies. And then from there, if the research is shown to be fruitful and you haven't seen harmful effects on the animal populations, then it's put forth into studying the effects of cancer drugs on volunteer test populations of humans. This is a really extensive testing process that historically our medical organizations have followed, and how we would not be agreeing to test these kinds of foodstuffs going into the population for our most vulnerable populations, namely pregnant women and unborn infants, is absolutely incredulous. I mean, what in the world could they be thinking?
Money. I mean, it's not God, Mom, and apple pie anymore. I mean, normal procedures do not exist where there's money concerned.
Annie, and I probably could ask this question after every news story that you're going to do tonight, but I have to wonder, as a human being, who raised these people who are making these kinds of decisions, and how in the world do these same people go home and look their children in the eyes and say, you know, Daddy and Mommy did a really good day's work today. We've made lots of money, but, you know, we might have to hurt some people in the process. What kind of psycho mentality engages in these things?
Just because they can think of it, it's good. They believe anything that comes out of their mouth or mind has to be good just because they've thought of it. And they've been mind controlled since they were kids anyway, most of them, I think.
Well, if you're talking about the conditioning process of things like the media that desensitizes people to human violence, human suffering, I mean, the average kid sees 50,000 simulated murders before the age of 18. I would have to agree with you on that, Annie. But there are still lots of kids growing up in this society who mature into fine, upstanding adults. Some of them call into the show on a regular basis. And they're not like this. And it just absolutely baffles the mind on how people can do these kinds of things and call it beneficial to humanity. Okay, let's go on to the next study.
It's kind of in the same direction, because in the northwest part of the U.S., now they've found a 35% spike in infant mortality. 35% spike over a year. And, you know, we know, like we were just talking, you know, infants are much more vulnerable to radiation than adults are. Radiation safety standards are based on the assumption that everybody exposed is a healthy man in his 20s.
Yes.
I mean, two physicians are questioning if this spike could be related, you know, to the radiation from the winds, you know, carried here from the Fukushima meltdown. So starting a study on it, a 35% in 1 year. and it's between infants, stillborns, and up to a year old that they're studying.
Do you know if in these postmortem analysis of these dead fetuses and dead infants, do you know if their blood system contains higher levels of radiation toxicity?
It didn't speak of that, and they're just starting this study. I mean, all they have right now are the numbers. So they're starting to look at everything, you know, but this is their first concern.
Because, well, Annie, you know my feeling on this. Every nuclear power plant needs to be shut down. It's unsafe, and as the old saying goes, it's unsafe at any speed. And whether you believe Fukushima was a horrible accident or it was contrived or whatever your bent is on this, I really don't care. The fact is it highlighted the fact, along with Chernobyl, that this is an unsafe usage of energy. And if the big power elite, the big boy corporations, weren't involved, Annie, we would see the whole thing shut down immediately. And I can recall in the days following the core reactor meltdown of these nuclear power plants in Japan that we were told, oh, we'll get trace radiations in the West Coast. And meanwhile, our friend of the show, Sherry Wilcox, was sending me daily updates from NOAA that was showing that these were a lot more than trace radiation increases. And when you look at the prevailing winds, you know, one has to wonder. But, Annie, let me throw an intervening variable into the equation here. And let me talk about what we talked about last week on the show with Rosalind Carter, formerly of the U.S., or Rosalind Peterson, formerly of the USDA, when Rosalind told us about Operation Red Flag, a five-year war game, firing off things like 5,000 Hellfire missiles in an hour off the coast. The depleted uranium comes ashore and is damaging crops, changing the pH balance in the soil. Annie, perhaps this is some of what we're seeing, but could be a lethal cocktail.
And I'll bet you the scientists that are studying this don't know a thing about that offshore work that's going on.
Well, it's called Operation Red Flag, and everything that Rosalind presented on the show last week is available on her website. Came directly from military sources or the Pentagon. There was nothing left to interpretation from Rosalind's presentation on this show. Absolutely nothing. And Annie, if she didn't have the documentation, you know darn good and well, I would not have let her come on the show. But she's one of the most credible researchers that we know, and I have to believe that some of these deleterious effects that we're seeing that you're describing here with the vulnerability of infants, and this would be the first population along with people who are immune system compromised. They have things like asthma, HIV, so forth. They're the ones that are going to get hit the hardest by this initially. But how you could do this, these war games, and also not alert people to increased radiation levels that could be affecting infant mortality is beyond me. But Annie, it goes again back to that same psychopathic mentality that I talked about in the last story that you just did. GMOs and cow milk and cloning. I mean, this is just the height of insanity. I mean, we should be doing everything we can do to warn people, protect people. Certainly, it's going to take lower doses of radiation to protect infants. I mean, have you ever heard of child dosage of pills? Children are more vulnerable to things, and this is one of the reasons we medicate them in smaller doses. I mean, I don't get why these people don't get the fact that when you have an increase in radiation, regardless of the cause, your most vulnerable populations are going to be at risk. And yet, you know, it's kind of where, like, mainstream media on this. Where's the government? In fact, Annie, do you recall what Rosalind talked about with the Oregon congressional delegation, the California congressional delegation? They wrote to the Pentagon and asked them to stop because of the fact that these war games were going to kill 11 million mammals, and they were ignored. Anyway, Annie, we're going to pick up more on the news with you. Stay tuned, everybody. After we come back from the break, Annie has more stories that are going to rock your world.
I could escape this feeling with my China girl. I feel a wreck without my little China girl.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Welcome back.
Dave and Annie here on the Common Sense Show, and we're going through the latest news, much of it which is really quite insane, in fact, including the next story, in which the global warming alarmists are rearing their ugly heads down under, and Australian camels are about ready to become endangered species. Annie, go ahead with that story.
Yeah, I thought that was a very interesting little story, so I sent it to Linda Moulton Powell. She's been a friend of mine for years and years. You know, about how the Australian camels would be shot to curb methane because it contributes to global warming by producing greenhouse gases. I thought she would like that report. And she sent the report to a friend of hers over in Australia and asked her about it. You know, the report says that there's a vast population of methane belching camels roaming the outback. You know, the Australian Parliament's due to vote on it, the shooting of them, you know, this coming week. And guess what the shooters will be earning? These little so-called carbon credits, and the industrial polluters will be able to offset their own carbon emissions by buying carbon credits from these shooters. I mean, and it's just...
Wait a minute. Can you back up and say that again a little slower? I can't believe I heard what I just think I heard.
Yeah. So-called carbon credits and the industrial polluters will be able to offset their own carbon emissions by buying carbon credits from the shooters for each animal that they kill. So Linda sent this email off to her friend in Australia, you know, asking her about the story, And her friend's reply was, it's a political bull story. We have a major issue with something called a carbon tax. We don't have that many camels, only a handful, but we do have too many kangaroos, more sheep and cows than we need, and a stupid number of goats which are shipped to Arab countries. She said all of this is a created distraction to take focus away from how Asia and Indonesia slaughter the cows that are shipped from Australia. Mm-hmm. So she says it's just an enormous story over there, and people are just outraged. But lawmaker Mark Dreyfus says he hopes attaching carbon credits to each camel kill leads to their extinction. I mean, what a cover story for global warming. I mean, can this get any weirder?
Well, I think everyone understands what you're talking about, but just in case they don't, let me back up just a moment here. And when we're talking about methane gas, we're talking about camels that are farting. Am I right?
Farting and belching and, yes. Any animal. Cows, any animal belches.
So they're going to shoot camels that fart as a cover story to issue in the carbon trading scheme of the global warming proponents, where they seek to limit energy across the planet by 80%. And folks, I couldn't make this up. This is in their own documents. It's been in the mainstream media. And oh my God, what a way to introduce this to a population by inventing carbon credits for killing camels that are farting. And Annie, as I'm sitting here trying to digest this, I wonder how long it's going to be until they begin shooting humans for farting. This is insanity.
Yeah, the whole thing is insane. I mean, we couldn't have made up a story as ridiculous as this. It just never quits. I mean, and what's this deal with selling carbon credits anyway? You shouldn't be allowed to. I mean, it goes against everything that's human, although it's man's inhumanity to man when you get right down to it.
Well, along the lines of Arizona being the bellwether state for what the globalists have planned for us, euphemistically called the New World Order, we're seeing it here, too, with the introduction of technocracy. Arizona Public Service has asked for 800 volunteers, volunteers in quotes. They receive no compensation, and for their participation, they get every appliance, including their living environment, controlled by APS computers through the smart meters that have been put on nearly a million Phoenix area homes. I have one. Remember, Annie, the story I told on the air? I talked to the APS workers that installed the smart meters. They were opposed to them because it's going to put the meter readers out of work. But essentially, if APS didn't tip their hand where the globalists are going, and back to your question with carbon credits, that they seek to control all energy centrally. And this won't be human beings that make these decisions. No, you can't turn your air down to below 85 degrees at 2 o'clock in the afternoon in Phoenix when it's 115 at the end of June. It'll be a computer that does it, that's pre-programmed. And if it's coming to Phoenix, folks, as the bellwether, how long will it be till it spreads out to your city? Well, I warned you several months ago, actually a couple of years ago, about the Mexican drug cartels coming into Phoenix. And I said, soon it will be your problem. Oh, people didn't want to listen, and now, according to government reports, we have, what is that, Annie? 253 cities affected by the Mexican drug cartels. But back to the energy thing, Annie, the globalists won't be happy until they have us living in a pre-industrial environment.
Yeah, and then bring in the Canamax, split the United States up into three or four different sections, and you're going to have a pass to go from one section to the other, or a good reason even for going to get a pass.
Yeah, and that's mainstream media, too, right out of Homeland Security. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be back with more news after the break, and we'll open it up to your calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and we're joined by our news director, Ms. Annie DeRiso, calling in all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. And Annie, I know before we open up the phone lines that you've got a couple of more stories.
Yes, I do. There's a deadly fungus that's striking Joplin, Missouri tornado survivors and volunteers. I mean, some patients with suppressed immune systems, you know, their wounds aren't healing. And a few have died, you know, that would have survived what trauma they had. I mean, complications include nerve damage, blindness, blood clots to the brain and lungs from this fungus. I mean, there's been amputations of infected arms and legs. But if it's a head wound, they're not so lucky because the fungus, you know, just quickly goes to the brain, and then it's just too late.
Do you have any idea what is causing this?
Well, it's a fungus. You know, it reminds me of what went on or is still going on down in the Gulf, you know, after all of that disaster that went on down there. You know, how infected the people are with open sores and wounds, and they're sick and they're in the hospital, and they say, oh, well, you just have, you know, a skin infection. It's nothing. Go home. You're fine. And people are dying from these infections.
So, Annie, next week we're going to be joined by Kendra Arneson, who's going to be talking about exactly what is still going on in the Gulf, not being reported in the mainstream media.
Yes, yes, it's going to be great to get an update from her. I don't know what is happening to this world. It seems like we're turning over pretty fast. And then we have the Toad Hum has showed up in this little town of Woodland. It's just a tiny little English village. I think it's in the north part of England. But anyway, this hum is going on. They can't figure out why. I mean, they've had this hum show up all over the world. It first started out, you know, being called the Taos hum, because that's where people first really noticed it. I think it's been going on since the 70s, I read. And, you know, all over the world, different places. Since the 70s.
Yes.
So, I mean, is it tunneling? Is it the Earth resonating in certain areas for some oddball reason? I mean, I go for tunneling myself.
Yeah, I do too, Annie. And, you know, that's what people linked it to in Taos, as in Taos, New Mexico, T-A-O-S. And so we're seeing it now in England. Well, maybe the elite there are tunneling for some unknown reason. Okay, and then you've got a story, too, on something that I'm going to talk about later in the show, which is the purpose behind the Bilderberger Conference. And a related story comes out of France involving their ATMs.
Yes, they just cut 50% of the normal allowance. Like, what? We're allowed to take out, what, $250? You know, so that would be cut in half that you can take out in a day. So it was just, I mean, not a day, but a week. So it was just really strange, you know, to see it cut all of a sudden with no warning or anything. It doesn't matter what your balance is. It doesn't matter, you know, how good of a customer you are or anything. It was cut in half. And
I think they're trying to do, if I were to make a guess, I mean, we know what's coming economically. The world cannot sustain the debt, just like this country can't sustain the debt. And I think they're trying to prevent a run on the banks by controlling how much you can take out.
Yeah, I mean, it's a clear sign, you know, that the liquidity of the European banking system is drying up. You know, who's going to roll over first, Europe or the United States?
Europe.
I think we're kind of neck and neck. You think so?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. They've got so many different countries in currency crisis right now. They're overwhelmed with debt that makes our debt look palatable, which we know it isn't. Yeah, I look for the Europeans to go down first. It might take us faster, or it could soften our fall. A lot of people have differing opinions on that. With that, Annie, let's go out to the phone lines before we take Lee's call from Georgia. Let me mention the number to call to be a part of the show is 1-800-313-9443, and let's go to Lee in Georgia. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Dave and Annie.
Dave, Annie, good evening. Wow. You know, Annie, you never cease to amaze me. I'm sitting here and I'm listening to you talking about the story of these poor camels, and I'm thinking, this is for carbon, methane, and it made me think, this is about as ludicrous as when Al Gore was preaching that we need to start, like, getting away from beef and stuff like that and not really focusing on raising cattle because cattle produces methane. And like you were saying, Dave, what's next, you know, humans? I was thinking, what are we going to do? You know, everything, you know, produces methane. What are we going to start, like, just exterminating deer next? Or, I don't know, maybe crocodiles or something? I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, methane is a normal product of bogs that are rotting, you know, water-soaked areas, you know, that are full of vegetation and everything. I mean, they start producing methane when glacial ice melts that's been there for thousands of years, you get methane. But let me tell you a little side story here about Al Gore. He was doing a photo shoot at the Grand Canyon. This was several years ago, the Grand Canyon in Arizona. He had trees cut down because they were in the way behind him, and you couldn't see the canyon. So he had him cut the trees down. How do you like that story?
Yeah, isn't this insane? You know, and they talk about CO2 emissions. It's like, wait a minute, CO2, when you breathe out, stupid, what do you think the trees breathe? I mean, this is crazy. And, you know, Al Gore preaching about the meat thing while he's pigging out at McDonald's. I mean, this is insane. I got a great idea for these people. Why don't, if they're so concerned about CO2 emissions, they can all stop breathing. And if they're that concerned about methane, well, I'll leave that to your imagination. Hey, guys, yeah. Thanks for what you do. I know you got more callers and a lot more to get with, so have a wonderful evening.
Okay, thanks for the call, Lee. Always good to hear from you. You know, Annie, let's pick up on the theme we're at right now that Lee centered us into. And essentially, this is what I call pseudo-environmentalism. And as I alluded to earlier, we have Cassandra Anderson on next week for return visit. She's going to talk about how the EPA has manipulated the governor of your state, which one? It doesn't matter, all the states, to forsake its people. And along these lines, there's also more New World Order news right here in Arizona. The Willow Fire, which has consumed dozens of homes and businesses in Arizona, could have been prevented. And the blame can be laid directly at the feet of the National Forest Service, the Environmental Protection, emphasis on protection, agency, and the Agenda 21-driven environmental movement. According to an Arizona Game and Fish official, we used to have about 6 ponderosa pines per square mile in much of eastern Arizona where these fires are raging. And the feds, being driven by their servitude to Agenda 21 ecology issues, as we know, we now see as many as 600 of these ponderosa pines per square mile. And we're not allowed to thin out the forests. We have to go get an act of God before they'll let us clean anything out. And thanks to the global elite and their environmental wackos and their desire to place trees above the welfare of people, their homes, and their livelihoods, eastern Arizona is ablaze. But you know, Annie, what's really interesting about this and the traditions of this planet, God gave man dominion over the earth and everything in it. And the hierarchy of power was God, man, animal, fowl, and the earth. But under the paganistic pseudo-religion that so many from the UN and their Agenda 21 ecology wacko environmental movements follow, they're following this religion, as we know, called Gaia, which is basically worship of the earth, and it's the earth first, followed by animal, fowl, and then man. So therefore, we can't thin out the forest. It's better to let people suffer and perhaps die in service to this Agenda 21 insanity. And so, Annie, we're seeing this nonsense being perpetrated all over the planet. Do you remember back in the 70s, Annie, with the spotted owl phenomenon in the Northwest?
Yes.
And entire logging communities disappeared because it might displace the poor spotted owl. So we saw an entire industry greatly reduced, masses of people thrown on the unemployment lines, communities reduced economically to depression levels, all for the spotted owl. Excuse me? Gaia versus Christianity, folks. Look it up. It's at UN.org. They even talk about this insanity out in the open. Yes, that's United Nations. And you can go to it at UN.org and read about Gaia. This is purely insanity. And the people in Arizona can look at what's happened to them, particularly in eastern Arizona, and say, thank you very much, proponents of Agenda 21, and refusing each state the right to thin out its forests. So when one campfire led to all this destruction, a fire that was bigger than New York City, all because of Agenda 21. And by the way, Annie, Agenda 21 is written about voluminously on the UN.org website. So who's really running America? Is it us, or is it the international global elite through United Nations regulations that we have to follow because of what we've signed treaties on? Absolute complete and sheer insanity.
Well, I think the term Gaia is being used. I mean, yes, we should protect the Earth, but there has to be a balance between protecting the Earth and protecting its people. You know, and it's just, Gaia is just being used and abused like they do everything else. You take something that's good and make it bad. And so, oh, and then too, are they not letting Arizona clean out the boar beetle trees that are dead because of the beetles?
That's part of the problem. Yes,
yeah.
That's part. But Annie, I want to stress to you, in my conversations with some of the officials of Arizona Game and Fish, and they were completely honest and upfront with me, but they're afraid for their jobs because we know that the liberals are running the country, so they would not come on the air with me. And I agreed not to use their names. But one of the things that they universally told me was that was part of the problem, but also just refusing to thin out the herd, so to speak, by letting one tree grow on top of another. So therefore, when one campfire goes awry, pretty soon you have a blaze that stretches miles. And we've seen the effect of it here in eastern Arizona. This was completely containable under old regulations and allows forest trimming. But not under the globalists, not in their world, and not in Agenda 21.
You know, I just got an email from my friend down in Mexico. This is changing directions, but I want to read a blurb out of this. It's kind of a long email. I don't have time to put it together. But it says, in a brief but informative update, our longtime D.C. insider tells of Democratic Party operatives joined with Republican counterparts to ensure Barack Obama is a one-term president. A significant development is to be revealed regarding the DOJ very soon. That this is the information that has been given most recently. Let's see. An insider wrote, where we are at in all of this is now a fully integrated operation against Barack Obama's reelection bid that includes both Democrats and Republicans. The powers now aligning against Obama are significant. They are motivated, and they are very, very serious about defeating Barack Obama. And so then it says, really watch the news for the next 72 hours because there should be something very revealing to come out about that. There's really not a link that I could give you for this news story. I mean,
We'll work on it. Yeah, absolutely. We're going to work on this. But, Annie, you know what? It's almost a big story, but it's a big story that borders more on being a non-story, because if Barack Obama is out of the way politically and he's only a one-term president, does anybody really think that these the defense industry, the oil industry, the banking industry, are we going to outspend them? I mean, the next presidential election is going to cost $1 billion per candidate to run. We already know that. That's out there in the mainstream media. Well, you and I aren't going to be contributing much to those funds, and the international corporations that are running this country into the ground in ways that we describe here every Sunday night on the Common Sense Show, they're going to be the ones who are determining who the president candidate's going to be from the Republicans and who the presidential candidate is going to be from the Democrats. And we have effectively one party in this country, Annie, and I call it the Washington Party, but really it's the Global Elite Party, because they control the presidency. They pretty much control Congress. I mean, look at Pelosi. We've got to pass the bill to see what's in it, if you remember health care and her statement. Our one saving grace in this country, and what I am kind of banking my son's future on, is the 10th Amendment, and that America is going to wake up and exercise control over its local politics. And I think that no matter how determined the federal government is to enforce its tyrannical Patriot Act, where it's basically eviscerated the entire Fourth Amendment, no matter how hard they try, Annie, they can't do it in all 50 states. And local politicians want to get reelected the same as national politicians. And I think that's ultimately where we can save our dying republic. But we've got to wake up more people, because most people don't even know that these problems exist, even though there's plenty of documentation. And, you know, Annie, along those lines, I talked to Randy Sykes. Remember the person who brought forth the fact that Lyme disease was weaponized by the U.S. Army? He obtained
he
the patent for it.
He was on Ventura, right?
Exactly. He was on Jesse Ventura's show. And he's even saying he can sit down with people, show them the documentation, and it's like their eyes glaze over and they don't even want to believe the government's own documents.
They don't want to believe it. That you worded it perfectly.
It's a paradigm shift. We went through this last week, Annie. It's a paradigm shift. And for a paradigm shift to actually take place in America, it's going to take a lot more exposure and a lot more shows like this. Stay tuned, everybody. More with Annie and your calls when we come back after these messages.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Into the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges broadcasting to you live with Annie DeRiso from coast to coast and what's left of our border to border. And let's go out to the phones and welcome Tony from Annie State, Tennessee. Hi, Tony. You're on the Common Sense Show.
Good evening, Dave. Annie, how are you doing?
Hi there.
Hey. Listen, Annie or Dave, either one, I just wanted to ask a question, one of several. Are you familiar with the Chinese that are moving into Idaho?
Yes. That's been in the works for, I don't know, about a year at least.
Let's expand on that.
A couple of months ago.
Yeah, Tony, what do you know about that?
Well, just what I picked up, and I'm an advocate when it comes to listening to, you know, Freedom Radio and what have you. But the governor, like Annie says, has been over a year ago, and his name is Buck. Is it Otter, Annie?
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
Yes, I believe it's, I'm not sure, but it's Butch Otter. And this turkey went over to China, and he's made a deal with the Chinese to come over there, and they're in the process now of building a sizable complex across from Boise, Idaho. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes.
It's supposed to be huge. It's going to have schools and apartment housing, and it's going to be their own little city that is going to have everything but a fence around it, from what I understand.
Yes, ma'am.
And Tony, if I'm not mistaken, if I can cut in here for a moment, I believe that this area is going to be designated as an inland port under the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Central America Free Trade Agreement.
Ah, that makes sense.
Well, you know, I mean, did he not have to get any kind of permission from the government to invite these turkeys over here?
Annie?
Well, I would say not. And what has really surprised me about all of this is that Idaho is known for having quite a few conclaves of survivalists, you know, guerrilla warfare-type survivalists. So I'm surprised we have not heard anything from any of those groups or any confrontations or anything like that going on. I mean, and also I read, too, that they're going to be the compound or whatever you want to call it, the whole area is going to be where it's not that they're going to have like a diplomatic immunity, but it's like they're not exactly going to have to obey some of our laws or something to that effect. Don't quote me on that. But if we have any callers out there from Idaho who could give us an update on this, as to what's going on, you know, we would
I could give you a little bit on this, Annie. It's euphemistically called Project 60. And Governor Butch Otter is the alleged author of this plan. And the reason I say alleged is because he would certainly need permission of the feds, as the caller has so eloquently raised his objection to invite in, on an international sense, the Chinese in state affairs. And that just can't be done. Anyway, folks, we're out of time. Thanks for the call. We'll be back after the break for hour number two.